Many of the people on the plane that crashed into the Pentagon, and many who work there, make their home in the District of Columbia and its surrounding suburbs. It's a company town of government agencies and national organizations. It's also a community pulling together, NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
There were three 11-year-old, sixth-grade honors students from the District of Columbia Public Schools on Flight 77. Rodney Dickens, Bernard Brown, and Asia Cottom. They were on their way to California to participate in a deep water exploration program sponsored by the National Geographic Society, accompanied by their teachers, James Debonair, Hilda Taylor, and Sarah Clark.
She was the social studies teacher. I'm the language arts teacher.
Sarah Clark was Lizzie Jones' best friend. They'd worked together for 30 years, the last two at Bertie Bacchus Middle School in Northeast D.C., a working and middle-class neighborhood of small brick homes with bright green lawns.
I went into her classroom after school on Monday afternoon, and I said, Sarah, please give me your itinerary. I did not know the flight number, but I knew she was leaving Dulles at 8 o'clock on a flight straight to California. And when I heard, I said, oh, Lord, that's Sarah's flight.
Clark was always on the lookout for any program that would give her students a glimpse of the wider world. Tuesday, she was off to the Channel Islands to go kayaking, hiking, and snorkeling.
She was a very productive young lady. I say young because she was young in spirit. She was 65 years old. You wouldn't have known it by the way she carried herself. She enjoyed working with children. There wasn't a selfish bone in her body.
With Sarah Clark was one of her students, Asia Cottom, whose homeroom classmates are learning the rudiments of grief from Lizzie Jones.
I talked to them in a loving way. I told them, we are missing someone. And we talked about how she had worked with us for a short while.
She had them talk about loss, about anger, and let them draw pictures. They were quieter than usual. At a memorial service later in the day, a subdued 10-year-old Eric Knox explained that school had just started only a week ago, so he was just getting to know his classmate.
We wrote letters to her family, and I said a prayer.
What did you say in your letter?
That I wish she hadn't been on that flight, and that she should have been on another one, and that nobody should have hijacked any of the planes.
Along with the students and the teachers on that hijacked plane were two escorts from the National Geographic Society, Ann Judge and James Joe Ferguson, who ran the Urban Initiative Program. The Society's Vice President, Terry Garcia, says Ferguson dedicated the last 15 years of his life to cultivating an appreciation for geography among American school children.
He would often be here late at night. He spent weekends working on this program. This was what he had dedicated his life to as a geographer and also as he was really a teacher.
James Joe Ferguson and the students and teachers of the District of Columbia had begun to close the subtle divides of Washington, D.C. by exploring communities beyond their own. The sudden shock of the last few days has brought us to a similar place. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.